Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, have you been following the conventions on Twitter Sphere? Don't forget, we are at Here and Now and at Here and Now, Robin. We can barely remember. But one thing we're noting, how many tweets have really been poetic? Well, author Eleanor Lipman has been writing rhyming political tweets, one a day, up to the election. You can read them at hereandnow.org and in her new book, Tweetland of Liberty, as she joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Eleanor, we want to just briefly touch in on the other tweets you've been tracking as well before we have a reading of your tweets. Some of my favorite tweets were from the Clint Eastwood's chair, which got a Twitter handle and was tweeting how happy it was, the chair. What are some of your favorite tweets?
Well, you know, I milked that one myself. Who could resist? And, you know, I pretty much read the other people's tweets to sort of, give me a little launching pad for, you know, I wake up at 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning to find the topic. That's the hard part. And the easier part is, I think, for me, the rhyme. But I follow everybody on Politico, New York Times columnists.
Do you have some personal favorites from other people?
I do. There was one after, it was by Hillary Rosen. We all know she got into a little bit of trouble once, but big fan. And she wrote, I bet if Romney released his taxes, we'd see he's better off today than he was 4 years ago.
Well, by the way, and Hillary Rosen was the one who made the comment about Ann Romney not having worked a day in her life and apologized for that, but probably not for the one you just said. Well, let's hear one of your rhymes. We have your latest offering. I believe it has to do with what polls show for Mitt Romney after his convention.
Right, that was today's. No yes. Bounce for Mitt at his convention, Nielsen measured inattention. Though praising moms and humble roots, momentum got the Denver boot.
110, 111, 112. Did you really do that in 140? 140
I did.
Characters?
I did. Yep, of course. You know, the and is an ampersand, and the four is the numeral four. So, yes, but that's gotten easier over the months. Today was my 437th rhyme.
Well, and by the way, can you give us your rhyming poem about Clint Eastwood's chair before we move on to the Democrats?
Clint Eastwood, whose idea was that, stole the show by falling flat. Director's note for Mitt's big night, play Dirty Harry high as kite.
Okay. Now, the Democrats. What has been inspired by the Democrats?
Now, I don't want to pretend that I'm nonpartisan. We don't want anyone to buy the book and then return it because it's so knee-jerk liberal, such as myself. But, for example, inspired by the Democrats, I have, this goes back in time a little bit. I'm looking through.
Yep, that's okay. All right, but not too long. Okay.
Okay, yes. I do have this very impartial one. May 9th goes back. Adieu, last moderate, Richard Lugar. A toast with champagne and beluga. Tea party didn't like your style. They hate that reach across the aisle. Hard
Eleanor
to find
Lipman,
those.
Twitter poet, and you're getting applause on it, and author of the new book, Tweetland of Liberty, with her poetry reading, Irreverent Rhymes from the Political Circus. Eleanor, we're going to continue to follow you. We'll tell people how they can at hereandnow.org and more about your book, Tweetland of Liberty. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we're going to go out from Charlotte with electronic dance music we found on the cloud. This is Year One from Raleigh DJ T-Mare, also known as Tyler Maroney, I think. I murdered that. Don't forget to send us your songs that say Charlotte. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. From Charlotte, North Carolina, please join us again here and now.